This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linford.
And this is your Nishna Valley for the, I guess this is a combination, last weekend in June and first weekend in July.
Yeah.
And for some folks, it's kind of the start of the 4th of July holiday period.
Yeah, there's lots of stuff going on for the 4th.
Yeah, awful lot of stuff. Boy, we have a ton of stuff to tell you about here, as you would expect for this time of the year, about things coming up here in the very near future. I know last weekend you got a chance to experience a little something. The YMCA here in Atlantic hosted a, I guess they called it a hoedown, kind of an old-fashioned country festival.
Yeah.
And you got a chance to ride the mechanical bull.
Yeah.
Have you ever done that before?
Never.
Will you ever do it again?
Possibly.
Once the bruises heal?
Yeah, exactly. I cannot believe the huge bruises that I have on just the one leg, but yeah. I was really nervous and like scared to do it, especially, you know, in front of people and everything. But once you get up there, you kind of forget about that. And I don't know, once you get bucked off, it's like, oh, I'm glad I did that now. It was a little, you know, it was kind of fun, so.
Well, I was out of town last Sunday, so I didn't get a chance to participate. I did get good reviews, though, about the KJAN team that was over there.
Yeah, Becky and Chris did great. They stayed on for over a minute. I did not quite make it that far.
And you got bruises from that little bit of time?
From my little bit of time on there, yeah, I got some huge bruises. Sadly.
Well, no Annie Oakley for you,
no,
huh?
Not so much.
Well, but you had a good time.
Yeah, it was fun. There was a good turnout for it, so it was really good.
Well, it sounded like the food was pretty good.
Yeah.
And they had a real good turnout. I can't remember what the numbers were, around 250
really?
Or so,
wow,
thereabouts, going on 300 people. So, yeah, they were pretty happy with the turnout, and they were happy enough that they said they probably would do it again sometime.
Well, good.
So, yeah, it's always nice. You never know what you're going to get on stuff like that in the summertime.
Yeah.
You're going to have indoor events when it's nice out. So, but they had a good crowd and very happy with that. So
yeah, maybe next time you can get on there.
Yeah.
Not so much.
Yeah.
You'll think about it, huh? Rod got on there.
What else they got?
Let's see. There was a bounce house.
Oh, that's
but
more
no,
up my speed.
Well, it was a bounce house, but it was kind of like one of those jousting things where you try and knock, you know, the other person off. Mm. And then they had... rope a steer and like three-legged race, and they had a ring toss, and then they had a bunch of stuff in the other gym. They had hay all over, so you could really smell that. And had like line dancing and square dancing, and they had a lot of everything.
Yeah, I'm not, you know, the bull riding thing. Mm-hmm. I'm more of a, I think I'd be more of a horse guy. I'd ride the carousel.
Don't go too crazy.
Well, it's nice and easy, and the music's always
a
soothing.
A nice little, yeah.
Yeah, you can fall asleep on that bad boy. I kind of like that better.
I see.
Might be just a little easier.
Yes, it definitely would be easier.
I don't think I'd have as many saddle sores, that's for sure. Well, we're glad everybody had a good time with that. Now it's time to turn our attention toward the patriotic. Boy, some folks are already celebrating 4th of July this weekend.
Yeah.
You know, it's always awkward when the 4th of July or any holiday like that falls in the very middle of the week on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Wednesday's about the most evil day for a holiday that floats to fall on.
Yeah.
Because everybody wants to make a weekend out of it.
Oh, well, sure.
And it's kind of difficult. Some folks will have, you know, it's vacation season now. Some folks maybe will take a little bit of time off here and there to kind of stretch things out a little bit. But, you know, some folks are going to go to work on Tuesday and just wish all afternoon that they were off a little early so they could get started on their 4th of July prep. And then after the fireworks display on Wednesday night, they're going to be...
dreading going back to work.
Yeah, head on the pillow again to get up early the next morning, go right back to work again. So.
Yeah.
It's just kind of the way it goes. Of course, then there are some folks who are going to have to work right through the holiday, too.
Yeah, so. There is.
But yeah, it's a little bit of everything for everyone. But, you know, I know some communities have some events going on this weekend for their 4th of July activities. Oakland did the bulk of their activities here on Saturday this weekend. And I know even Exira, for example, they started some activities and kind of built up toward
it. Yeah, kind of spread it out a little bit more.
Yeah, so it's kind of interesting to see how folks are playing with it a little bit. And but, you know, hey, it is that season. It's been hot. It's been humid. Had a little bit of rain here and there, too. But mostly it's been hot and humid
hot
lately.
Hot and humid, definitely, yeah.
So it kind of feels like 4th of July.
Yeah.
So, which is a good thing, because it almost is.
Yes.
So we hope you have a good time with that and enjoy. But, we do have a lot of stuff to go through here because of all the activities around the 4th of July. So we probably better get after some of those.
All right.
You want to start?
Sure. Well, speaking of Exira, their 6th annual Exira Car and Motorcycle Show and Shine. That's on Sunday, July 1st. And that goes on from noon to 3:30. It's just $15 if you'd like to enter in that, and all registered entrants are eligible to win a free prize. And all profits benefit the Exira Community Club. There will also be games and free prizes. There's a 50-50 raffle and a chance to win a barbecue grill and travel cooler and much more. They'll have some refreshments available at the Exira City Hall, and that's from 11 to 3, along with sandwiches and beverages. Also part of their celebration, the Ecumenical Church Services and Catered Dinner at the Rec Center. That's at 10:30. Let's see here. And then the Exira Fire Department will be serving food and refreshments from 11 to 4. And then at 3 is the Alumni Coffee, and that's held at the Lions Building. Over in Manila, it's the 31st Annual Manila Rough Riders Open Horse Show. That's on July 1st in Manila. It's open to all ages, and the classes are junior, 12 and under, intermediate, 13 through 17, and seniors, 18 and older. The entry is at 11 a.m., and then the show will start at 12:30. They'll have chuck wagon barbecue and refreshments available. If you'd like more information on that, you can call 712-654-4462. Some events continuing from Exira's 4th of July celebration. They'll have Thomas Amusements on the Midway. You can get discounted coupons at local businesses, and they have unlimited ride wristbands for Monday and Tuesday evenings. And then also during the day, then in Exira, there'll be food vendors like Kettle Corn, Dirt Road Barbecue. The Exira EHK Dance Team will have snow cones, and that's all sponsored by the Exira Club. Then on Tuesday, July 3rd, let's see here, the rides on the Midway continue, and there's food vendors. Let's see here, the Community Club Barbecue at the City Park, that's from 5:30 to 7:30, and then from 5 to 7, there's entertainment in the park. At 5, there's the Exira Lutheran Singing Nuns, and at 5:30, the Exira EHK Dance Team performs. At 6 is a kiddie parade, at 6:30, Dance Atlantic, and then at 7, the band Almost to the Other Side will be performing. From 9 to 1 a.m. is the Main Street Dance with Stone Throw. Just a $5 cover for that, and you do need an ID required for a wristband. That's all sponsored by the Exira Community Club. Coming up in August 4th is Griswold's Old Time Corn Boil. They're currently looking for any nonprofit organization that would like to set up a booth at the city park and have a cake walk, like ring toss, face painting, putt-putt golf, and more. You can contact Brian Leeming at 402-618-9913 to reserve a spot for that. Then on July 4th in Exira, it starts at 9 a.m. with foot races in front of the elementary school. That's sponsored by the Simpson family. Then at 10:30 is their big annual parade at the Legion Park. Their theme this year is hometown traditions, and grand marshals are Gene Peterson and Jane Jessen. From 1 to 5 in the City Park gazebo, there's entertainment. At 1 is Buster Harrelson. 3 is the Country Kickers. At 4 is Clemson Brothers. Then at 2 is the Grand Rivers Rodeo at Kickapoo Park. At 3 is the Kids Tractor Pull in front of the City Clerk's office. At 4, the parade winners are announced. From 7 to 9, the Gustafson's Entertainment at the Exira Football Field. There will also be concessions available during then. The Grand Fireworks Display will be at the Exira Football Field with the National Anthem presented by Cody Parmley throughout the day. There's the amusements on the Midway and food vendors, and that's all sponsored by the Exira Community Club. Also on the 4th, Adair County Historical Society will host its third annual Heritage Tractor Ride. That's on July 4th. The day will start with breakfast at the Heritage Center in the west edge of Greenfield, and that begins at 7 a.m. Riders will leave at 7:45 sharp and travel to Bob Queck Farm west of Orient. They'll have refreshments and view an exhibit of antique machinery. Tractors will arrive in Fontenelle in time for the Independence Parade at 11. This year's parade theme for that is the Spirit of Fontenelle. After the parade, participants are invited to park on the Fontenelle Square and display their tractors for public viewing while they participate in the Fontenelle celebration. Riders can register in advance by picking up a form at various locations in the community, or they can also register the morning of the ride if they'd like. A registration fee is just $10. That also includes breakfast, mid-morning refreshments, and a souvenir. You can contact the Historical Society at 641-743-2232 for more information. That's the Adair County Historical Society's third annual Heritage Tractor Ride. That's on July 4th. In Marnie, their 4th of July celebrations will be held. The flag will be raised at 6 p.m. with a meal to follow, and they'll have fireworks begin at dusk. The Marnie 4th of July celebration features locally grown whole hog, spit roasted to perfection by Steve Nelson with assistance from several local volunteers. Eleni Kite cooks up a big batch of his signature beans. Then they'll have buns and iced tea and lemonade provided. This asks you to bring a potluck side dish, salad, or dessert to share, as well as your own table service. Those who attend are asked to give a free will donation to help pay for the fireworks, and then Thrive at Financial for Lutherans. They're providing supplemental funding for this event, and the Marnie Fire Department will be in charge of kids' games, which will provide lots of fun for the entire family. That's the annual Marnie Community Club July 4th celebration. That's on July 4th at the Marnie Park. The 2012 Adair County Fair Queen registration deadline is on July 6th. Get those applications in. You can get those at the Extension office or also online if you're wanting to enter the contest. And then judging will actually be held then on Thursday, July 12th at the Farmers Market on the Square in Greenfield. Coming up next Saturday, July 7th, a free Dutch oven cooking breakfast program will be held on July 7th. That's at the Cold Springs Park at Lewis at 9 a.m. at the campground shelter. They ask that you bring your own place settings to taste the samples, and you don't have to be a registered camper to attend the program. You can just come learn how to make breakfast in a Dutch oven. That's on Saturday, July 7th at 9 a.m. In conjunction with Griswold's 130th Soldiers Reunion is the 7th Annual Griswold Reunion Fun Run and Walk. That's on July 7th in the City Park. Registration for that is from 7 to 7:45 a.m. and the race begins at 8 a.m. Events include a 5K run, 2-mile walk, and special kids run around the City Park for ages 6 and under. They have a half dozen homemade cinnamon rolls from Our Daily Bread, and a medal will be awarded to the first male and female in each race. And medals will go to the first three finishers in each group. Cinnamon rolls and a medal will be awarded to the first male and female walker, and medals to the second and third place walkers. Entry forms are available at Hare Unlimited, MJ's Grocery, Griswold Cooperative Telephone Company, Rolling Hills Bank and Trust, Casey's, and the YMCA in Atlantic. Entry fee is $10 if you register by July 5th. Otherwise, it's $12 day of race. And the Griswold Community Betterment Group and YMCA in Atlantic sponsor the event. For more information or entry forms, call 712-778-2279. Should probably pull this out.
Lots and lots of stuff going on.
Yes. Back to Griswold's 130th Soldiers Reunion. That's on July 6th and 7th. Beginning on Friday, July 6th at 8 a.m. is a 40-mile tractor ride. And they'll have the Cass County Museum opens up. Let's see here. At 5, the homemade pie and ice cream. That's in the City Park by Faith Lutheran Church. And then at 6 is the 130th Soldiers Reunion Parade. That starts at the high school. Then they'll have a softball tournament after the parade at Bryan Lake Complex. At 6:30, there's adult water fights at the fire station. Then at 7 is the annual Reunion Queen Contest. That's at the City Park. There's the barbecue smoking contest where they draw for meat at the fire station at 8. And then at 8:30 is the crowning of the 2012 Reunion Queen. And that night at 9 is the Class of 1962 class reunion at the community building. And that's open to the public, not just that class. And then some other events on Saturday is the Fun Run Walk. That's from 7 to 7:45 for the registration again. And then that's 8 for the race to start. From 7 to 11, the Pancake Man will be at the community building. That's new this year instead of the fire station. And they'll have the Friends of the Library book sale also from 7 to 10. There's a Show and Shine tractor show at Rush IH Antique Farm Display. That is from 8:30 to 10:30. They'll have military memorabilia on display, antique tractor pull at Union Street and 5th Street. Softball tournament continues at 10 a.m. after the championship game will be after the parade that night. There's kids water fights near the City Park at 10. And 10:30, there's a horseshoe contest at Dusty's. At 11, there's a life net at the community building. And then at noon is the adult tractor pulls. There's fire truck rides, kids games, games by the junior class. Homemade pie and ice cream in the park. Food in the park, they'll have the smoked meat by the fire department from 5:30 to 8. Then the grand parade is at 6. And shortly following that, they'll have the Veterans Memorial Park dedication and also a gun raffle to follow the dedication ceremonies. The kids tractor pull, that's at 7 at the city park. And they have the Optimist Law Enforcement and Teacher Appreciation at 8, and then the street dance at 9. And this year's band is featuring Lemon Fresh Day. It's just a $3 cover, and then the beer garden opens up at 8.
Boy, tractors are going to play a big part of the Griswold reunion this time around, too, aren't they?
Yeah.
They've got a couple of days' worth of stuff going on during the Griswold Soldiers Reunion July 6th and 7th. In fact, on Friday, they're going to do a 40-mile tractor ride, and there's no entry fee for that, so just have fun. You have to be at least 14 years old. Your tractor has to maintain at least a 10-mile-per-hour speed. It has to have a slow-moving vehicle sign, and unless there's a seat there for them, there are no riders allowed either. So, but they've got a full day. 7 a.m. they'll do coffee and donuts at the Beer Bomb AC Museum, and then they'll leave Griswold at 8 in the morning. They're going to head over to Byers, John Deere, and Lyman. They're going to go to the windmill tour south of Cumberland, so they'll be around that area. They'll head to the Reno Church, where they'll have a free will offering lunch there. They'll hit Herbert's John Deere and then Schuler's for cookies and water in the afternoon before they head back into Griswold around 4:30 in the afternoon, so that'll be a good long day.
Mm-hmm.
Put on the sunscreen.
Yeah, no kidding.
Now, they'll also on Saturday have another big day full of stuff. The antique tractor show at the Beer Bomb AC Museum will be going on in the morning hours. They'll have, anybody can participate. All brands, they said, are welcome. There's no entry fee and no judging. It's just kind of showtime.
Yeah.
There'll be a tractor rodeo that'll start at 11 a.m. There'll also be an antique tractor pull. It starts at 10:30 in the morning. There'll be a little kids' pedal pull at the city park after the parade on Saturday for kids 12 and under. They'll have all kinds of things going on. And, of course, the museums, the Rush mm-hmm. Fords, the Rush IH Farm Display, and the AC Museum, they'll all be open on Saturday during the Soldiers' Reunion. So plenty of things going on, and it should be a good time. They have a lot of stuff for a lot of folks.
Yeah.
Yeah, and hope you didn't blow all your fun yeah. quotient
right
during the 4th of July holiday.
Yeah. And I miss some. Here's some more 4th of July stuff, too.
Yeah, there's plenty going. I mean, you've got to be able to find something to do on the 4th
yeah.
of July. You mentioned Atlantic.
Yeah. No, I didn't.
You didn't?
No.
Oh, okay.
I haven't got anything.
Well, Atlantic is doing their 4th of July celebration. Of course, now theirs is a little bit more subdued because there are so many others that have 4th of July celebrations year in and year out here in the area. But for the folks in Atlantic, they'll be doing the flight breakfast, as they have in the past, out at the Atlantic Airport. And that'll happen from 7 to 11 a.m. on the 4th of July. And they'll have the Pancake Man there doing his thing. So it's an indoor thing. It'll be in the big hangar there. So you'll have an opportunity to sit indoors and do that. There'll be airplane rides and all kinds of things going on. It's a flight breakfast. So those who fly in will eat free. And everyone else will pay a reasonably small fee.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember what it is off the top of my head, but it's a small fee. It's good breakfast, good time. A lot of folks go out there for that. And then really, they kind of leave you alone during the balance of the day. There are other things happening in different places and stuff, so they want you to enjoy everything else, but then come back together in the evening for fireworks.
All right.
And they'll have a big fireworks display at dusk in the evening, too, for Atlantic. Now, also in Westphalia, they're planning some pretty big doings for the 4th of July, and Avoca also has some pretty big 4th of July doings coming up as well, and we've got some more stuff to tell you about, too. We probably better take a short break, though,
okay.
And then we'll, that's your tease, and then we'll come back and we'll tell you about Avoca and Westphalia and what they have planned here for the 4th of July holiday. So stay with us. We'll have it for you in just a moment.
Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cass County Memorial Hospital.
Generally, occupational therapy focuses specifically on hand and wrist and elbow injuries, while physical therapy addresses the back and lower body issues, any kind of leg, hip fractures, knee problems, etc. And physical therapy often works with a patient's mobility, their ability to transfer and ambulate, while occupational therapy would focus more on the patient's everyday tasks, such as dressing and bathing, preparing meals, things like that. And occupational therapy also tends to work a little bit more with cognitive issues, testing for cognitive decline and whether a patient is able to function safely on their own at home or if they would benefit from having more supervision. We complete safety evaluations in patients' homes to make recommendations so they can increase their safety and reduce their fall risk. There's a lot of areas where we overlap, but there's a lot of differences in what our goals are too. So
again, that's Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cass County Memorial Hospital.
Okay, let's see what we got here. Let's do Westphalia here first. They've got some doings coming up for the 4th. On Tuesday, July the 3rd, they'll have the fun getting started. Around 5 o'clock, they'll have some live music and things. Bingo at the Parish Center. There'll be an auction with a lot of different items, then music following. And then things really kind of cook on the 4th of July. They're going to have an outdoor mass with Bishop Pates. That'll be followed by the dedication of the Monument for the Unborn. That starts at noon on the 4th of July. Bring your own chair or blanket. Also, there'll be food and drink and stuff provided starting at noon, and there'll be a presentation by Ron Chamberlain. I'm guessing that that'll probably be about what the Western Iowa Pioneer Cemetery Association has been up to. They've been doing a lot of neat things to remember the past in the area. They'll have a firing of the Civil War cannon at 2 o'clock. It's one of the six original working Civil War cannons that's still left in the United States. There'll be baseball in the afternoon, Portsmouth versus Westphalia. There'll be some live homegrown bluegrass, folk, old-timey music. Yeah, that's what it says, old-timey. There'll be some old-fashioned kids' games. There'll be a Civil War cannon firing again later in the afternoon. They'll do it at 3 and at 4 and at 5. Also, there'll be a delicious chicken supper by Staley's. There'll also be an open mic opportunity for you.
No, thank you.
That's a little scary.
Yes.
There'll also be a guitar duo and raffle drawings and things, old-fashioned kids' games, some homemade ice cream, lots of stuff. It's meant to be a family atmosphere, so they hope the family all comes out and enjoys. That's in Westphalia for the 4th of July. Avoca also has a big plan during the 4th of July. They're going to have a lot of stuff packed into one big day. They start in the morning. They'll have a Minuteman March, a walk-run race at that time at 8 o'clock in the morning. You'll line up at the AHST High School baseball field. There'll be a co-ed volleyball tournament that'll be going on all day long. They'll have food stands and stuff like that. The Avoca Fire and Rescue will have some demonstrations. There'll be a free watermelon feed starting at noon. And also the Avoca Aquatic Center will be open that day, which will be kind of nice if it's hot and humid It has been. Also, the pedal tractor pulls will be held at 12:30 in the afternoon. They'll have a public reading of the Declaration of Independence on the Avoca Courthouse steps. That is a tradition that they do each and every year in Avoca. And they'll also follow that up with a reading of the names of the U.S. service members who are on duty. That starts at 1 o'clock. At 2 o'clock is the Avoca 4th of July Parade. Now, the theme this year is Our Town, Show Us What You've Got. Now, the sign-up starts at noon at the AHST Sports Complex parking lot. So use Oak Street entrance to get there if you would. Now, after the parade, there'll be a brief dedication program then for the restored Civil War cannon at the Veterans Plaza by City Hall. They'll have food and drink at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. CJ's and Jake's Barbecue helping to provide the stuff at the park. From 4 to 7, it's kind of family fun time. There'll be family passes available to go to the pool for fun and games at Edgington Memorial Park. There'll be stuff going on. There'll be all kinds of different types of things happening. At 5 o'clock, there's an ice cream social at the shelter by the Newtown School. And then the 2012 Duck Dive will be held at 6 o'clock at the Avoca Family Aquatic Center. So buy your chance, and you're supporting the Avoca Trails Project there as well. And, of course, you can't have a 4th of July celebration without fireworks. And the fireworks will be held at dusk at Edgington Memorial Park. So they hope to have a lot of folks. A lot of folks come into a lot of these different communities, whether it be Exira or Westphalia or Avoca or Atlantic or wherever.
Yeah.
A lot of folks from other communities like to get into these communities during the 4th of July to help celebrate also. So we hope you have fun and do it safely.
Yes.
Also coming up on Saturday, July 7th, not too far down the road, Anita Fire Department will be sponsoring its mud races. That'll be at the Anita Airport. You want to make sure you get a front row seat for that.
I wouldn't.
Really?
I think it might get a little muddy.
Yeah. Yeah. You might be right. That'll be at the Anita Airport, Saturday, July 7th. Gates opening at 8 a.m. The races will start at 11 a.m. They say bring your seats, bring your coolers. There will be vendors on site.
Very nice.
Should be one of those days that... That's almost like going fishing.
Kind of kick back and just, you know.
It's almost like going fishing
for the day.
Bring a chair, bring the cooler, and then just really don't worry about too much else.
Yeah.
And the entertainment will just take care of itself. So, yeah, hope they have a good crowd. And, again, that's in Anita at the Anita Airport, the Anita Volunteer Fire Department sponsoring that. Also not too far down the road, the 4th Annual Women's Motorcycle Run will be on July 21st. They'll meet at the Atlantic City Park at 11:30 a.m. Cost is $10 per bike or vehicle, and the proceeds will go to the police department to help with their Camp with a Cop Kids program. They're going to ride 140 miles of paved roads and highways. They'll stop up at Larson's for a famous tenderloin, and they might be in Templeton as well. Gee, it says Templeton's Temptation. I wonder what that might be.
I wonder.
A little nip of the rye, perhaps? that's sponsored by Windbags. If you're interested, 712-243-6350 will get you the right person to get signed up. So have a good time with that, too. Yeah. Lots of stuff happening there. Did we cover about everything we needed to?
I think so. I mean, a lot of it was, you know, 4th of July stuff. And
so much 4th of July stuff. We just hope you have a good time this 4th of July. And just, but also, you know, kind of remember what the day is for, too.
What's
We're
about,
celebrating
yeah.
our country's independence. It was a big risk that those patriots took a long, long time ago. So make sure that you remember about the risks that they took so that we could enjoy, well, a few of the freedoms we still have left, anyway. Yeah. You got some birthdays over there?
I do. Let's see. There's an open house. It'll be held on Sunday, July 8th from 1 to 4 at Legion Hall to help Bonnie Littleton of Anita celebrate her 80th birthday. Come join them for refreshments and fellowship. So happy 80th birthday to Bonnie Littleton with an open house on Sunday, July 8th from 1 to 4. That's at the Legion Hall. Over at the Friendship Home, we have a few birthdays. Happy birthday to Gladys Rasmussen coming up on July 3rd and on to Marge Knudsen on July 5th. Happy birthday to Ruby Rasmussen on July 6th, and also happy birthday to Delvin Olson on July 6th also.
One other birthday I wanted to share with you this weekend as well. Calvin Hoig will be celebrating his 80th birthday this Sunday, July 1st, from 1 to 6 p.m. with an open house at the Cass County Community Center here in Atlantic. No gifts. Everyone is welcome. That's Calvin Hoig, 80th birthday party, an open house this Sunday, July 1st, from 1 to 6 p.m. at the Cass County Community Center. I got a few anniversaries here, a couple of them here to tell you about. One is this weekend. Dean and Norma Nichols will be celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary. There'll be an open house hosted by their children and grandchildren on July 1st, this Sunday, at the First Baptist Church in Cumberland. All family and friends are, of course, invited to attend. If you cannot attend, then you can also send them a card. You can send that to Dean and Norma Nichols at 70586 690th Street, in Cumberland, Iowa, 50843. So happy 50th anniversary to Dean and Norma Nichols. We wish you the very best. Hope you have a great day.
Yeah.
Also coming up next weekend, Dick and Dee Sorensen of Irwin will be celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary Sunday, July the 8th, with an open house from 5 to 8 p.m., and that'll be at the Rosemond Glendale Shelby Golf Course Clubhouse in rural Harlan. Friends and relatives, of course, are invited to attend. We hope they have a great day as well. So happy 50th anniversary to Dick and Dee Sorensen of Irwin. Again, their celebration Sunday, July 8th at the Rosemond Glendale Shelby Golf Course Clubhouse in rural Harlan. And that'll be from 5 to 8 p.m. will be the open house for that event. So congratulations to all of those folks.
Yeah.
I've got one baby here. You don't have any over there?
I don't have any, no.
It's a boy. That's why I have it here in my hands. I get the boys when we get them. It's Briggs Douglas Mercer. He was born at 7:17 p.m., weighing 7 pounds, 5 and a half ounces on June 24th. So he was born just this past weekend on last Sunday morning. Now he shares his birthday with his great-grandpa, Jerry, too. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Kind of like your boy.
Yeah. Yep.
He shares a birthday
with
his grandma.
Yep.
Yeah. The proud parents are Kristen and Clay Mercer of Brooks, Iowa. The grandparents are Amy and Todd Thompson of Bridgewater and Doug and Janet Mercer of Brooks. And the great-grandparents include Jerry and Kathy McCrory of Atlantic and Doc and Janice Thompson of Bridgewater. So congratulations to all those folks. Very happy, very proud, I'm sure.
Oh, yes.
Hey, but we just have a couple of minutes left here before we have to say goodbye again this weekend. But while we have a couple of minutes, I want to throw out a reminder for you, too. If you love the 4th of July, you obviously love independence.
Yes.
Well, we'd like to give you a little independence as well, a little freedom from prices.
Yeah.
Make sure you check out the KJAN Big Deals website. Just go to KJAN.com and click on our KJAN Big Deals online store. Because we always have bargains every day.
We do, yes.
However, for the 4th of July weekend, our holiday period, we're calling it the Independence period, from we started June 30th, and it'll run through the 4th of July, through the end of the day on the 4th of July, you can save an extra 17.76%.
That's big.
Get it?
I get it, yes.
1776?
Yes.
Got it? Okay. In honor of Independence Day, we're giving you a chance to not only enjoy the regular savings, but when you check out during that time period, you will also see an extra 17.76% discount on your total order.
Yeah.
Not just selected items.
Everything. Everything
just,
in store.
Yeah, not just one or two advertisers, not just one or two items, everything in the store. So your total purchase will reflect not only what you saved anyway, mm-hmm. because everything's discounted,
right.
but an additional 17.76% off just because we love Independence Day.
Yeah.
So enjoy the fireworks even more.
Yeah, there you go.
That'll do it for us this weekend. Thanks for joining us. This is Jim Field.
And Stacy Linfer.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.